The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Andy O'Donoghue, who is with us for Tech Thursday, as it is now, because we swap places with Health, which is now on a Tuesday. But we're going to start, Andy, today by talking about you have five ways to take down those drones which are causing such disruption at Dublin Airport. I would suggest shooting them down, but apparently that's not necessarily easily done and could have its own dangers.
Could have, Matt, and I think probably the most efficient way appears with a 95% strike rate, believe it or not, appears to be eagles, birds of prey. And there's a Dutch company called Guard from Above, and they train eagles specifically for this job. And so at airfields and critical infrastructure sites, it's not uncommon now to have eagles positioned, and essentially the eagles have a job and they're there to take down drones.
Well, hold on, don't they have spinning parts on a drone, a bit like a helicopter? Would that not do damage to the eagle as it swooped in?
It could do, and the company Guard from Above, the company have devised a really clever, they kind of have little knee pads like you would have if you were skateboarding or painting, and the eagles
The
eagles wear little leg pads so that they don't damage their legs on the drone propellers. So it's very efficient. I think it was used at Dubai Airport. They started using them. And you do see them popping up. You hear people unofficially doing this, but at prisons and at other critical sites and like airports that we've seen, could be a really good answer.
Sorry, actually, don't you mention prisons? Are there drones been used to do drug drops at prisons?
They have been for a long time. Drones are used everywhere.
Because it used to be literally some people
throwing the rubber ball
and throwing it in over the wall of Mountjoy or whatever. Now drones.
Drones, but I mean, you know, doesn't that make complete sense? Because drones are so efficient and they're also pretty cheap to get now. Apart from birds of prey, there are, and you mentioned shooting them down, projectiles are really, drones are really small. And also, you have the danger that if you hit a drone and it falls, it can hurt people on the ground, or it can shatter into pieces, which could, of course, then be picked up by an aircraft engine through the intake. Jamming is also a useful technique, and that's where you block the GPS signal. And so if drones can't, if they don't know where they are, most drones are designed to stop.
And then literally hover. Just fall to the ground.
Yeah, until they get a GPS signal back.
Oh, sorry, they'll hover rather than fall into the ground.
They won't crash. It doesn't make them crash, but if they lose a signal, they will stop and they will try to get their signal back.
That doesn't necessarily help, though, if they're in a flight path.
No, exactly. Exactly. So that's a problem. There's an interesting technology that I suppose is called zapping or zappers. And the US Air Force have been testing the people who make the Patriot missile, Raytheon. They have a phaser anti-drone system. Now, the thing about that is that's, you know, that's big scale. That's for military use for, you know, military drones. However, I do think that if you're not going to use birds of prey, nets have been really effective. And I remember seeing some coverage about this, paparazzi drones being captured in nets down in the south of France, where people take privacy very seriously.
And but how would you get the nets up to actually capture the drones? Does this mean that you put up your own drones to chase the miscreant drones, and these drones that are chasing have nets that they drop on the target?
I know it sounds like a TV show, but it's drone wars. And now you can do two things. There are net shooting drones, believe it or not. So you can have a big drone at an airport. It goes up, chases down the drone, fires a big net at it, and much safer, everything falls to the ground. But there are also handheld net cannons. The thing is, you have to have the dexterity of Spider-Man to shoot the net to capture the drone from the ground.
No bother in the movies.
A little more difficult in real life. However, what we are left with is there are solutions, none of them easy. And the disruption, though, caused by this is just, and the economic and the danger cost, you know, it has to be addressed. And I suspect it will be via one of those methods.
OK, tell us about Google's chatbot, Bard.
Google's chatbot, Bard, was launched recently, and it's essentially a competitor for ChatGPT, which we've talked about. And earlier in the week, a video demo of Bard contained an error. And it was in relation to the James Webb Space Telescope and where was the first photo of an exoplanet taken. And I think it was Reuters that copped this initially. And it was hugely embarrassing.
They got it wrong.
They got it wrong. And it wasn't taken by the James Webb. It was taken by the Very Large Telescope in Chile. And got it wrong. And you think, well, hang on a minute. This is an AI system. So it's meant to be cleverer and better at this kind of stuff than we are. So Google were really embarrassed by this and have said that, you know, it does illustrate the danger of using AI for things like this because it takes a lot of testing. But it was very embarrassing. Share price took a bit of a hit yesterday for various reasons, but the bad publicity didn't help.
So don't use Bard if you're writing any essays from university. I see UCC has advised staff on the use of ChatGPT.
They have, and they're not the first university in Ireland to do it. They have written to staff and are encouraging staff to consider the ways that ChatGPT could be useful as well as problematic. And when they say problematic, I think they mean plagiarism. And there is this huge talk in academia now about the nature of assessments may change. And universities will hold much more presentation style assessments and also interview style assessments. So you don't get to write your answers. You need to speak your answers. So it really is having a huge impact.
Which would be very time consuming.
Very time consuming. And OpenAI, the people who make ChatGPT, they've developed a system to analyse text, whether they wrote it, their system wrote it or another system, to find, you know, to help universities identify plagiarism. But this is just the beginning. We're all very excited in technology about AI, but it brings with it serious challenges.
Okay, there's a listener saying that DAA has actually tried using buzzards to help with wildlife at the airport, and that has caused local wildlife to decline.
Well, fascinating that they've used buzzards, but I mean, you know, it will be interesting.
That's probably to attack the birds. I'm sure the buzzards haven't been attacking the drones yet.
It's going to be busy in the skies with all these birds of prey.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.